In a request for comment, Indian Health Service Chief Medical Officer Dr. Loretta Christensen shared that nurses, providers, pharmacists, social workers, lab medical technologists, and engineers would be filling shortages at their facilities. When asked about their preparedness, Dr. Christensen responded that all officers would be receiving orientation upon arrival. Abigail Echohawk, director of the Urban Indian Health Institute, provides insight on their training.
There has been a consistent gap at IHS in providing culturally based onboarding and education for individuals who are new to Indian country.
However, Echohawk shares that there is progress being made. After the IHS visited her organization, Seattle Indian Health Board, to observe their cultural onboarding system. RFK Jr., Secretary of Health and Human Services, says this is a part of their initiative to make America healthy again, which Echohawk says has been lacking.
Indian country has been just responding to the immediate changes that have been made across HHS.
Deployments of the public officers will be assigned equally across northern and southern IHS facilities. For National Native News, I'm Carol Anduro.